This is URN.
The Music Show Breakdown.
That was Coldplay's new song, Everglow. What did you guys think of that?
That was so romantic and beautiful. It kind of just made me want to, like, snuggle up and just be happy and... Oh, it was really nice.
Well, this is why I was so excited to play it for you, because when I heard it, I immediately was like, this is just such a good song.
Okay, for the listeners, normally when Hannah's like, oh, I'm so excited for you to hear this song, it's so great, it's normally like some awful grime. So yeah, you can understand how happy we were when she played it.
That's not true.
I feel you, Hannah. Grime ain't that bad.
Yes, Neha.
But I like that one too. That, yeah, as Hannah said, the other Hannah, it's nice and like romantic and has that vibe too of like you're thinking of someone.
Yeah.
Oh.
In the clouds.
We looked up the lyrics while it was playing, didn't we? What did they say?
I read a few out and you were saying that they didn't really make much sense.
They were very metaphory, so it was like, oh, you're my lion.
Definitely.
And something about an eagle, yeah. I feel like we need to get an English lecturer to look at it.
Definitely, yeah, do a bit of annotating.
Analyse the meaning.
Like a haiku.
Oh, no. Because I remember you saying as well that you weren't so keen on Adventure of a Lifetime.
Yeah, so I was a bit confused by Adventure of a Lifetime because it just wasn't what I associate with Coldplay. But this song, Everglow, is a lot more what I would expect from Coldplay, a lot more what I was expecting from their new album, so I'm really happy that this has come about.
Mm. I really hope that the rest of the album... Well, to be fair, I quite like Adventure of a Lifetime.
It's quite, so... it's a good song.
Like,
they Paradise was quite upbeat, and then they've gone for the more slow things. They like to mix up on the album, which I really like, because they're obviously trying out new things. Which shows their progression as a band.
I think so. The nice thing about this song is, one, we were saying, because it's so emotional, it's so atmospheric, it makes you feel all these feelings. And I really like that about music. And if you can connect with the music more, I think you're more likely to continue listening to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So I hope the rest of the album's like that. But then, yeah, Adventure of a Lifetime was good as well. It's good to mix things up.
Maybe it'll be half and half and everyone will be happy.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sad.
Ben Cooper, who is the head of BBC Radio 1, has said that he wants to bring back a Youth Music Weekly programme on the BBC, and it would be at prime time slot, so it'd be on a Friday evening. And since BBC has dropped The Voice and it's moved to ITV, they now have a big opening for a new music show because they've just lost their other one. So if you remember, BBC had something very similar before, Top of the Pops. I'm sure you guys all know this.
Love that.
Yeah, so Top of the Pops ran from 1964 to 2006, so crikey, that's 9 years ago now that it was axed. But they've said that they won't call it Top of the Pops, so it's going to be a music show based
like
on...
Top of the Pops,
but not Top of the Pops. Because apparently that format would not work in an internet age, is what they've said. And I know that the BBC bosses have been quoted saying that they're hoping it will be a new opportunity for Radio 1 presenters, because you've got like Nick Grimshaw who presents for ITV. So they're hoping it will encourage people already working for the BBC. Simon Cowell has also been in talks and negotiations for it, which is pretty big. And this is what Rachel and I were saying we found interesting. They're aiming it at over 25s.
What?
Rather than their younger target audience.
Weird, isn't it?
Because apparently Radio 1 is already targeting the under 25s and they want it to be more families.
I guess so.
That
but that's two different types of media.
That, like, Radio 1 has tried so hard over the last 5 years to target under 25s. Why are they ruining that by not linking this in? Like, surely they'll be using their presenters, Greg James and all that, because they've been used on the television when covering music festivals. I can kind of see it in the same way as that kind of presenting, so why wouldn't they use them again and target the same audience? Like, I'm under 25 and I'd love to watch something like that.
I don't really see how the over 25s audience will work, because if it's chart music and new music, I'm not sure if they're targeting older people. Like, I don't know how old, like 25 to whatever age, it just says over 25. So if they're just targeting everyone over 25, there's a lot of people that wouldn't want to listen to all this chart music or this new music.
Do we know it's definitely chart music and not like Rod Stewart and Take That?
chart music?
They have said that it would be a they want to relaunch a weekly chart show. So I think it would involve chart music, but also new music, I read. And it wouldn't just be restricted to British artists.
Okay.
It would be for American artists as well, because they want to promote, they want to play the music that people like, so they can get them listening to new music, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So they, well, they want a balance of both.
Nice. I'm excited for this. This sounds really interesting.
I think it'd be really good because there isn't... I can't think... Not that I've watched much TV, but I can't think of anything on the TV at the moment.
The only thing that they have to do with live performances on the TV at the moment is when bands go on to shows. So like maybe they'll go on to Strictly to do a show. Maybe they'll go on to Graham Norton and do one song. But there isn't like a specific let's have a music show on the television.
The only other equivalent would maybe be the Live Lounge. But obviously that's for...
That's on the internet,
that's
really,
the radio.
Or the red button.
And then you have to go on the internet to look at it.
They do have one on CBBC.
Do they?
My input.
Do
oh my
they?
Gosh. Yeah. Well, not a specific music show, but they have Friday Download and they have a music segment, which is, I know, it's so bad. Don't even ask. Like, I've talked that I know about Kim Kardashian and like Kylie Jenner and this. It's so bad. But they have a music segment, which is like a quarter of it, because they have like a music, a dance, like whatever presenter. Anyway. Yeah, the music segment is quite big and they always have live performances and they have the artists stay on for the whole show and things like that, and they say new music and news and stuff like that.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's
yeah.
cool.
And it's normally on like either between like 5 to 7.
I think maybe they're looking to making that show more adult friendly. Maybe that's what they mean.
Yeah, because currently they've got like really stylized teenagers on it. And I'm like so jealous. I'm like, oh my god, where'd you get those clothes from?
Well, it's pretty cool. That cool.
I'm like, this is CBBC. I'm never this cool.
Yeah, going back to what you mentioned before as well, Hannah, with the presenters and Greg James and Nick Grimshaw and Scott Mills targeting the under 25s on Radio 1, it doesn't make sense for them to use the same presenters who are trying to target one audience on radio,
yes,
then
exactly.
to target a different audience on TV, because they still have the Christmas and New Year Top of the Pops, which Reggie Yates and Fern Cotton do, who are obviously old Radio 1 presenters, again targeting younger audiences. So I don't know, I think the who they're trying to aim this at is a bit off. Maybe
they'll change their mind once they hear our review.
Definitely. I hope so. I think it would be really good, and I think it would actually, so long as they do it right and do it well, it would be successful.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Grey clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. In your pose as the dust settled around us, and the walls kept tumbling. Darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? Oh, where do we begin? The rubble or and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Grey clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this if you close your eyes? Does it almost feel like you've been here before?
Show Breakdown.